Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, party people, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, as well as betonline.ag for all your sports betting needs. Let's not forget our good friends over at Sailfish Comics with three locations here in North Carolina, one in Greensboro, one in Concord, and one in Winston-Salem. And of course, Municipal dropping the best sport utility gear on the planet. Speaking of Municipal, we have the one and only, the lovely Riri back in the studio today. Rihanna, yes. How are you doing?
Coming in hot from Boston, which is a hometown of Marky Mark, our co-founder. He hates when we call him that, so we'll just say Mark Wahlberg. We are coming off a hot win with the Celtics. Coming from our pop-up shop in the Seaport, Boston district. So, awesome. Yeah, we're having a good time. Awesome.
Good, good. And then joining me, as always, my compadre, co-founder of Zero Dark Nerdy, the man, the myth, the legend, Saba, Ryan.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I love you, Mom. All the great mothers, grandmothers. Today is your day. Every day is your day. But today we recognize you more than others and just want to send out a lot of love to all the wonderful moms out there. We love you.
That's right. That's right.
Agreed.
Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing moms out there. So, Ree, you were just talking about a pop-up shop in Boston. Why don't you tell us what's going on in the world of Municipal? I know we caught up briefly after season two of Wall Street dropped. So what's going on? And, of course, we definitely want to touch on the sneakers there.
Shoes, oh, man. Yeah, I want to know about shoes.
Everybody wants to know about the shoes. We've had a good run the last 3 years. We're expanding our distribution channels. So trying to find new partners, how to get, we've had a lot of interest from like international regions. So like Canada, Europe, Argentina, just like Mexico, everybody is like, how do we get your stuff shipped to us? So we're really working hard on like trying to expand the distribution model. Mm-hmm. We decided that we would do this pop-up retail shop in Boston. So Mark's from Boston. It's this really cute little like shipping container, tiny home, 180 square feet. We kind of like, picked the best of the best for our line. And so we set it up in the last 2 weeks and we'll be here through the beginning of September. And Mark is supposed to come at least 2 to 3 times this summer to do like events here. So that will be super cool. Everyone that's come into the store thus far, we just opened on Thursday. Okay. They're obviously like huge Mark fans, but they also come and they like love the product, the material, the fabrics, like just everything about it. So it's been like really cool to actually be in a retail shop with people talking about the products, because mostly it's just online for us, so we don't ever get to talk to like the end consumer about like what they love and what they don't like. So that's been fun for me.
Sure. So with that being said, is this a new model that you guys are taking as far as, are you going to be doing like maybe one pop-up at a time? Are you going to be doing multiples at the same time? What's kind of the plan moving forward? I love the tiny house concept because you can kind of pick these up. I mean, no pun intended, literally pop them up wherever.
For sure.
So, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily know about like the pop-up model. Like we're in the process right now of building a headquarters office in Oceanside, California. We're based in Carlsbad right now, but we're going to build our HQ in Oceanside, and in front of like our office space will be like a retail. So that will be our first like brick and mortar location. Okay. And obviously like this pop-up has been really fun. So if we find other places that like it can work and we'll have like the good foot traffic that we have here, I'll just.
BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. Basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino, as well as card games that you can play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And we put this together in 2 weeks. So I'm pretty sure if there's a pop-up that comes up and we're like, oh, we have a week and a half to do it, we got it now. We got
it. And you're there till September. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, yeah. So we'll be the pop-up is here till September. Yeah. I'll hopefully not be here till September. I'm training some, like, two more people this week and then hopefully hiring one more. And then I will be back in San Diego with the whole HQ crew.
So we asked earlier, you know, we've been seeing Mark pump the sneakers. We've been excited about, you know, seeing the prototypes in season two. You know, what's the game plan? What are they going to drop for the general public?
So the game plan is they're coming in September.
Okay.
Yeah. So we made some like modifications to the design, like nothing about like the structure of the shoe, just colors and like some little improvements that we wanted to make. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so September.
It's so one shoe, one model. How many colorways are we going to launch with?
Oh man. So, I don't know if it's necessarily just one shoe model,
okay. But
I know that like there's one for sure that's going to have probably like 2 to 4 colorways. We're okay. Still kind of like honing in on that right now, but there's a possibility that if we can get it all like signed off on in the near, like pretty quickly, that we'll have more than just the one model.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It does. We're all going to have them. So it doesn't matter. I will 100%.
You guys will love them.
Bye.
Everybody loves them that has like tried them thus far. And then I'm not even joking you. We've been open here since like Thursday at like 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And the number of people that have come in and been like, where are the sneakers? And I'm like, they're coming. Some guy came in today. He's like, he was wearing 2 mismatched shoes. Okay. So he walks in. I'm like, and he's like, I was walking for 3 miles yesterday and they're hurting my feet. So he's like, I made my brother switch like one shoe with him. So him and his brother were both wearing like one of each shoe so that like both of his toes weren't hurting. And he was like, I came in because I want a pair of sneakers. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
We don't do that yet.
We don't have sneakers yet, but I took a picture of it and sent it to my coworkers because I was like, this is hilarious.
Well, between Mark and Harry, right? Like when I go on IG, like it's just municipal. Shoes, teases,
yeah,
you know, like Jesus, guys, just give me the kicks shoe. Already. Yeah,
I know. Which, you know what, actually is kind of a cool thing because I was completely anticipating that because they started promoting it, like we started, like Mark started promoting it so long ago. I'm like, by the time they actually come, no one's going to want them. But it's like the excitement has just like ramped up way more than normally it does. Normally people get over that kind of stuff, right? If you're like, oh, it's coming, and then it doesn't come, you're like, whatever, I don't want it anymore. But the shoes, for some reason, people are like, we need the shoes right now. I'm like, yes, we do. Agreed. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's big. Yeah. That's a big deal for you guys.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know, I anybody who saw, you know, season two of Wall Street understands, you know, how passionate Mark is about the shoes, how passionate your team is about the shoes, the length that you guys went to source and find quality materials that, you know, are in line with everything that you guys stand for from a brand perspective, from a quality perspective. So it's hard not to be excited about it when the story behind it has been so public. So we're pumped, we're ready, we're excited, and we will definitely have a couple pairs in this house. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Well, we're here for you guys. So you guys will get the first, like, they're coming.
Love it. Love it. Now, one of the things that was covered briefly in season two of Wall Street was, I believe, Harry mentioning to Mark about the possibility of maybe opening up a factory here in the States to where they could be made domestically, being able to provide jobs, things like that. Is that something that could still possibly be a possibility down the road still?
Oh, absolutely. And I think like it's definitely something that they've talked a lot about. And I think, you know, with Mark moving to Las Vegas in December, that seems like a pretty cool location if we can make it happen. I know that it's definitely something still top of mind. I don't think anything's been, you know, really planned out in terms of like what we would definitely be doing, but I know that that's like a huge topic of conversation with the whole team. So fingers crossed we can make it work.
Excellent. Yeah. And then, you know, gotta give a shout out to my ladies out there. Any exciting stuff coming for the women's line? I know my has been on me about it.
Yes. So, we have a sports bra coming, which we didn't have in the last line. So we have a sports bra, which is amazing. We also have a ribbed tank, which right now I'm wearing like a men's wife beater tank top under my other tank top. So I'm really excited about the rib tank. We have some new colors in the leggings and like new patterns, which will be really like a nice addition. And then we have a bunch of new colors in this tank that are coming, which has been like one of our runaway hits. So yeah. And those should all be, I'm going to say, available by June, just because it's mid-May already. And like,
yeah, right.
We have a photo shoot next week to take photos of all the stuff. So as soon as that gets done, like we'll be releasing them.
The sports bar is critical. I've got a tennis player in my house. She plays.
Yeah.
She plays tennis like 3-4 nights a week. Sometimes she'll just screw around and play pickleball on the weekend with her mom and stuff. So there are sports bras all over my house. Yeah. And I cannot wait to get off this call and tell her because
shit. Yeah, we've been testing them too. And like the first round that we were kind of thinking we were going to run with, all of the ladies that worked at Municipal were like, no.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna text her right now. She's in the other room.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped wearing regular bras like 5 years ago. Like I only wear sports bras. So like you have to have like a good sports bra. And so we didn't want to launch with one that wasn't like fantastic. So we're super excited about this one. It pairs well with our leggings. So you can make a whole outfit out of it.
Any new stuff for the guys coming?
I think I saw some shorts.
I've been in Boston for a week, so I'm like very like
out. You're already getting a little bit of the accent there. I could hear a little
I
bit.
I know, right?
Yeah, there she goes.
There I go. I'm now from Boston. Mm-hmm. So we have the Disciple short, which is like a take on, I don't remember if you guys remember the crossover short. They're like the basketball short.
No, I'm laughing because I sent a text message. Municipal has a sports bra coming. The response was 3 exclamation points. My watch rumbled 3 exclamation points. And then 10 seconds later, have the shoes been released? ? I'm not even bullshitting. Like that is.
That's like literally my whole life. These are the Disciple shorts that are going to launch.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
Mark, I've seen Mark wearing those a lot lately.
Like,
yeah.
He like loves them. They're like a updated better version of our crossover short, which we launched like when we first launched. Mm-hmm. And then like a jersey that kind of matches that pattern and that like style. And then we have like another, it's like a short sleeve sweatshirt, but like not a sweatshirt. It's more of like a shirt, but it's a little bit thicker, but it's really cool.
Is it hooded or not hooded?
Not hooded.
I like that. Yeah. I like the short sleeve, like sweatshirt material stuff, but most of what you find with that is hooded. You know what I mean? But I like that it's not hooded. So I'm all over that.
No, it's not hooded. And you know, sometimes when you get those, they're also like kind of short.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit longer.
So I like that.
It won't be like a crop top on guys.
No, definitely. I'm not the crop top guy.
I'm not either. So, but yeah, so you have a lot of cool things like coming up and
That's good. That's exciting.
Yeah. Love
it. Love it. Head back to the ranch and dive into the first 8 episodes of Yellowstone Season 5, along with never before seen content that includes exclusive interviews with cast and crew. In these featurettes, we explore the fan favorite relationships of Rip and Beth and Case and Monica, as well as an in-depth look at the iconic music of Yellowstone, as well as the process of bringing the Yellowstone world to life and more. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray on May 9th.
Yeah.
Love it. We'll definitely, have to keep checking out the website. Definitely keep us.
Yeah, over for sure.
We'll definitely be posting on social media when Mark's going to be in Boston. So all you fans in Boston.
And I get emails, right? When you guys have a new silhouette or something that comes out, I get emails, right?
I'm assuming.
I'm almost positive. Well, I get emails from you guys. Signed up. And I just, go out there, sign up for whatever emails you can for Municipal. Go on the website. So that way, for some reason, if you're not on IG or whatever, you know if they got new stuff, you don't got to go back and check the website. The shoes. All the time.
That we have a specific sign up for the shoes. So if you want to sign up and you want
to. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's on the coming soon page. So it's basically like, sign up for the shoes. And like when the shoes come, like whoever signed up, like we're going to let them know first.
You know what? Maybe has that been up there for a little while?
Probably like a few weeks.
Maybe I have time. Yeah, you probably have. I don't know. I'm on that. I go on that website pretty often. So
yeah, I'm there every day.
I just always like to see, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a cheapskate, so I'm a sale guy. So I always to go in and see like what you guys are dropping into sort of the sale or the clearance rack. You know what I mean?
No,
but that's full disclosure, cheapskate over here. So
full disclosure, Sable. I'll let you know in advance so you don't have to keep looking. Okay.
All right. Cool.
So you checked out your first Boston NBA playoff game the other day. Tell us a little bit about the experience, and then we're going to, you know, go over some of our favorite basketball movies to round this episode out.
Yes. So, you know, it was actually like so cool. I mean, Boston fans are Boston fans, and they're very excited. And it was I'm staying in the Seaport District, which is not close to where like the gardens is. So I like Ubered in with my friend, and we went and had drinks at this bar that's like attached to the stadium, and some snacks. And then we went in. Our seats were terrible, but it doesn't matter because we were just there, and it's a playoff game.
Right.
But like the energy was so electric. And even from where we were sitting, we had like such a good like overview of the whole court. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like really fun. I wish they would have won. I mean, they won the next two games, so maybe I'm a good luck charm and I just didn't know it at the time. Do you know what I mean? Because they went on to win and now they're going to be playing. But yeah, it was just like super fun. I mean, probably like the last 5 minutes of the game when it was clear that the Celtics weren't going to win, everybody started clearing out, which is great for us because we just like sat there and still like enjoyed being at a playoff game in Boston. And then by the time we left, it was like, not crowded, easy to get out. Grabbed another drink to wait for like crowds really to die down before like getting a taxi back to my hotel. So it was great.
A great venue. I've never seen a game there. I did see Justin Timberlake there, which was
epic.
It was, look, anytime Justin Timberlake goes on tour, it's going to be like, you know how like the Rolling Stones go on tour and like there's like 70-year-old people at the Rolling Stones concerts when that's going to be me
at Justin Timberlake
30 years from now. Like anytime, I don't care if he's out there like, you know, can't dance anymore, hobbling around. I'm going
sitting in a chair singing. You're like, that's cool. I'll be there.
Great venue. And you're right. I would say, you know, Boston is. It's awesome, man. We did a food tour down there. I envy you right now because Boston is so fun and you're doing like a summer in Boston kind of thing right now.
That's what I was telling everybody because they're like, oh, you're gone for so long. And I'm like, honestly, like this is not the worst city that I could be in for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, Columbus, Ohio. No offense, Columbus, Ohio. I actually do love you, but if I had to be there for like 2 to 3 weeks, I'd be like, what am I going to do with my life? There's an arcade place there that's very awesome. But
what is it?
Columbus, Ohio.
It's been a long time. Look, I lived in Columbus for a couple of years, and Columbus would actually be pretty cool if it wasn't for all the Ohio State fans. But that's a different show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
So in terms of basketball films, you know, it's been, gosh, many, many, many years. I feel like there was a big drought, right? As far as us.
There hasn't been a really good one in a few years. The one that Ben Affleck movie came out last year, The Way Back, which was sort of a basketball movie because he was a basketball coach, but it's really a. Anyway, there hasn't been a good one in a while. Let's leave it there.
I feel like the prime was 80s, especially late 80s, early to mid 90s. You know, then after that, there's quite the drop, I guess you could say, unless you want to count all the Air Bud movies in there. You know, I'd love to get
Air Bud's on my list.
Okay, no, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with Air Bud, but it seems like in the 2000s that
shitting on your list already. It's like fuck Air Bud.
I like Air Bud actually, but I'd love to get everybody's take on some favorites and maybe not so favorites.
Let's let Rigo first.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go with this one, which is like, I mean, this is like a slam dunk. And if you guys don't think it's a slam dunk, like, I don't know if we can be friends anymore, but are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Teen Wolf.
Yes. That's on my list. That's on my list.
Look, Sam was like, no, absolutely not.
No, it's fine.
Sam is a purist.
I'm fine. It's fine. I was never a huge Teen Wolf fan. Teen Wolf 2, you know, when they switched out Michael J. for Jason Bateman.
But I didn't say anything about Teen Wolf 2. I just said
I understand. Teen Wolf. I understand. Oh, and look, I'm not shitting on your list. I think it's great.
I don't care.
It's,
you can shit on my
it's
list.
It's not on my list.
It's on mine. I mean, love Michael J. Fox. And I think this was right before Back to the Future, right? So we still had, you know, Michael J. Fox, because I think Back to the Future was 86, if I'm not mistaken, and Teen Wolf was 85. So this is pre-mega stardom Michael J. Fox. And I mean, it's kooky, it's corny, it's funny.
But I also feel like it's kind of a cult classic. You know what I mean? Like, it has like a very definite like fan base.
You would know better than I would. You know, I was like 3 and you were in high school, so...
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to
I'm like, no, how dare you?
You're way younger. At least you look way younger than we do. I
probably just look way younger.
It's that California sunshine that just keeps you young.
Sunshine tax.
5, as a matter of fact, smart ass. Okay. So definitely one of my favorites. Yeah. What else you got on your list there, Ree?
Well, obviously, I'm a huge comedy fan, so I have Semi-Pro.
Oh, good one. Very, very good one. Love Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to win any awards, but it's entertaining. And I love Will Ferrell. Like, he's so good in it. It's amazing. Yeah. So
Jackie Moon, right?
Yep. Jackie Moon. Who else? Woody Harrelson and Andre 3000. Great, great cast on there.
Okay. And I'll stray from like other things. Love and Basketball, which I haven't watched in freaking forever.
I have not seen that movie in forever, but
I love it. Yeah. I love when like movies take like chunks of time and like sequence it. Right. So it's like,
One went to USC, one went to UCLA. Right. Yeah. And there was knee injuries and all kinds of stuff. It's a great movie.
But they bucketed it by like these time periods. So like you're watching the film and you're seeing it like bucketed by like specific events that happen in their life. And I just like love that. So
I love that too. I love that.
Yeah.
Where they follow people and their relationship and they kind of jump in and out. This is when we met. And then we ran into each other 10 years later. You know what I mean? Then we were both going through a divorce at the same time and had a one night stand. You know what I mean? Like, I love it.
Yeah, no, it's just like such a good way to watch a movie because you get so much more context to what it is you're watching than someone, you know what I mean? So,
Than just watching a snippet in time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna let someone else go. Right.
What do you want? You want me to go, B?
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Look, Blue Chips. Blue Chips came out early 90s. I was in middle school. Shaq, Penny Hardaway. It's so unrealistic yet realistic at the same time because you know that sort of big time basketball, big time college athletics, there's a lot of corruption that goes on. A lot of the movies that are sort of characterized as basketball movies aren't necessarily basketball movies. This is absolutely 100% a basketball movie. It's great. You know, it wasn't that good when it came out. So like the idea of it standing the test of time, like it was kind of a shitty movie then. It's a shitty movie now. But if you like basketball, you get what you're looking for. That's Nick Nolte fucking punting the basketball when he gets kind of the Bobby Knight situation. It's really good. The second one, I mean, he got game. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Yeah. That movie came out like late 90s. It had the 98. It had the, the Public Enemy soundtrack, Spike Lee joint. Denzel's fucking great in that. Ray Allen, to that point, Ray Allen, he was just kind of getting going. He had been at UConn and he had just only been in the NBA for a couple years. And it's like, okay, they're having Ray Allen play in this movie, but he was great. But there was a lot of other NBA players in that movie. John Wallace was in that movie. A lot of other guys, kind of like lower level NBA players. It's just a great movie. And again, it kind of speaks to, it is a basketball movie, but it speaks to kind of the corruption around recruitment and, right. you know, you got agents going after this high school kid. You got the girlfriend who he thinks is in love is, you know, on the take and just all kinds of shit. And then the one guy who he hates, his father, who in a, in an accident, you know, murdered or killed his mother. He's the one that's actually looking out for him in a sense. It's just a great story. It's a great movie. That one was great when it came out, and it does stand the test of time. There's a line in that movie that I think is so funny. He goes into the coach's office and he throws a envelope of money at him. He's like, Coach, it's $10,000. I'm not taking that. He's like, you know how much he'll figure this buys? And I just, you know, 20 years later, it's just so funny to hear a Tommy Hilfiger reference in the movie. At the time, it made total sense. Yeah. The last one, it's not a movie, it's a documentary, but Hoop Dreams. Arthur Agee, Will Gates, Chicago. I was just in Chicago last week. You know, that it's like 4 hours long, and it is a very long movie, but or documentary that follows these two kids who are like highly touted prospects. They take different routes. You know, it won all kinds of awards at the time. Hoop Dreams is a phenomenal movie. If you have not seen that film, I'm sure you can get it on Amazon Prime or something like that. It's a commitment. It's 4 hours. You can split it. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. The first time I saw that movie, it was actually on PBS, late 90s. So it had been out for a couple years. And
that's when you can only find documentaries.
Like,
that's
right. Yeah.
Find them, right?
Yes. But like these two boys, inner city Chicago, like they get recruited by these high schools. They're riding buses 3-4 hours a day. Their family come from, you know, bad situations. It is, you find yourself like really rooting for these kids. And again, they take two different, they kind of start in the same place and they end in the same place, but they take different roads. And if you've not seen Hoop Dreams, split it up in a couple hours and just kind of watch it. It's great. So those are the three that I love the most.
Well, I was going to bring something up. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Good.
I was going to ask you guys prior to us talking, and I forgot to, like, what really constitutes as a basketball film, mm-hmm. or like whatever.
Right.
And I had on my list, I haven't seen this yet, but like every single guy friend of mine has watched that Air documentary with like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck about like Michael Jordan. And like,
it's not a documentary.
It's a movie. Yeah. Sorry.
It's a biopic.
Biopic. Sorry. My bad. Thanks for.
No, I didn't mean it. Jeez, here we go.
But you know, like I just heard that was really good. I was wondering if you guys have seen it, because it obviously ties in like very heavily to basketball.
Yeah. So, you know, big shout outs to our friends over at the Fangirls podcast. Okay. They were nice enough to invite me on for this episode, which just dropped last week for their Air preview. So okay. I watched it in theaters. So if you have Amazon Prime, it is now out on Amazon.
It's available now?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that the other day. Yeah,
I might watch it.
It was originally bought by Amazon Prime and was going to go straight to Prime. And they, you know, they ended up testing it, and it was testing through the roof. So, you know, they just decided, hey, we'll put it in theaters for about a month and a half, which is normally about the average, usually 2 months. And then we'll go ahead and go right to Prime instead of having to rent it or buy it on Prime. Because I think that was the plan originally. I think they were maybe going to have people rent it. I think it worked out great. So, yeah, it's a great film. I mean, I grew up a huge Michael Jordan fan. Always am, always will be. Named my daughter after Michael Jordan, you know. And it's just great.
So, like, you're an OK fan?
What's that?
I said you're an OK fan. You named your daughter.
Yeah. Like, I think I know who I that like guy him. Is. Okay. Yeah, he's all right. It's just a great story on how Nike was able to attract Michael Jordan, but most importantly, his mom, played by the incredible Viola Davis. And, you know, the story goes when Ben and Matt were approaching Michael Jordan about this, you know, he said, I'll let you do it, but you need to get the Michael Jordan of acting or actresses, the GOAT of actresses. You need to get Viola Davis, and then you have my blessing. And she crushes it, because you don't ever see the, you know, the you only see Michael Jordan in a very few scenes, and you only see like the back of him. which, okay, you know, they were saying in their interview about the film that it's just so hard to, you know, to get somebody to play that role. And it's not so much about him, more about how instrumental his mom was in a lot of his decision making. And then, of course, the story on how Nike, above all odds, went after him because he, you know, he was going to go to Adidas.
Yeah.
And it was his favorite brand. Everybody was rocking it at the time. You know, it was Adidas and Converse and Nike. They were just known for running shoes. You know, they didn't even really have any basketball shoes, and their basketball department was small.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a great watch, and especially now on Amazon Prime. And I believe it's only an hour, 45 minutes, maybe 2 hours tops. The performances are fantastic. So yeah, check out Air. It's a great underdog story. But then
I was going to say, can you imagine like what Nike would be if they didn't have Jordan? Like
it's unreal.
It would be like unfathomable.
Yeah, because
they would be where they are today.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're, you know, the staple now. They're the blueprint. But
yeah,
I don't want to ruin this for anybody, but there was things that when Viola Davis reached out to them on, that was also unprecedented, and Michael Jordan was the first player to do, which led to other players being able to do the same as they were either coming out of college or renewing their sneaker contracts.
Yeah.
So it is great.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a basketball fan. You don't even have to be a Jordan fan to watch it. If you like feel good movies and you know, a nice underdog story.
And celebrating moms who get shit done, right?
Right. It's Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Adidas is still Adidas, but they'll never be Nike.
No, even though, you know, I love me some shell toes. I'm old school, but they will never be Nike. No.
Yeah.
And in terms of my list, you know, you guys knocked off a couple ones in there. I would probably say the most recent one, and before I get to it, it makes sense now why so many movies are in the 90s and in late 80s, right? Because this is the Jordan era. Because basketball, really, before Jordan, you know, I mean, it was there, but it wasn't as commonplace as it was until Michael Jordan kind of came in and helped launch it to the next level, especially when the Dream Team came out. So, of course, you can see Hollywood, as they follow trends, basketball is blowing up, basketball sneakers are blowing up. Now we need to make basketball movies. So it makes more sense now why there's so many that came out in the 80s and 90s. And then, you know, kind of the drop off there after his retirement. And then now you're starting to see more. So one of my more recent ones came out on Netflix last year, Adam Sandler, Hustle. Fantastic movie. I like that a lot more than I thought I was going to. I thought the performances were great. I always get weary when there's cameos in movies because sometimes it can be oversaturated and kind of take away from the storyline sometimes. But I thought the cameos that were in the film were just right.
Anthony Edwards was great.
Hustle is probably my most recent basketball movie I really enjoyed. Like I said, I really did like Air, but it wasn't so much about basketball itself. You know, I got to say, I was very surprised that you two did not mention Space Jam.
Oh, I had Space Jams on my list too. I did.
So. I mean, you know, there's not too much to say. We got the greatest of all time. You got Bill Murray. You know, you got some great, great performances in there.
You're talking about the new Space Jam?
No.
Oh, you said greatest of all time. So I misunderstood.
Yes, you did misunderstood. Because yes,
all right, sorry. Continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All time. You know, then of course you got the Monstars, which are Sean Bradley, Patrick Ewing, Barkley. One of my personal favorites growing up, Muggsy Bogues, and Grandmama himself, Larry Johnson. Fun movie. I mean, I believe I can fly. Yeah. I mean, let's, you know, from the soundtrack to the animation to everything. And, you know, this was at a time, too, where you have Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You're starting to see more of these cartoon real-life collaborations happen. And this one, by far, is one of the best ones.
They don't do enough of that anymore, by the way.
No,
we need to do way more of that.
They do.
I'm looking something up right now on my phone right now because...
Cool World? You ever see Cool World?
Yes.
With Brad Pitt?
Yeah. That's another one. Yeah, they don't do enough of that sort of the actor with animation.
They really don't. I think the last one they did was what? The Pikachu movie? The Pokemon movie? Isn't that like Pikachu? Half and half?
I think so.
I don't think I've seen that.
I didn't see that one.
And then last two, definitely for more nostalgia than anything. You know, a lot of people, whether you've been listening from day one or just listening, grew up watching movies with the family, especially sports films. These two were a staple in our household, especially when you'd see them come on TNT or TBS. I felt like they were on there every weekend on rotation. The first one I will say is Hoosiers with Gene Hackman, Dennis Hopper, 1986. Yep. And then last but definitely not least, and I'm not looking forward to the remake of this, White Men Can't Jump.
Oh my gosh. So those were the two that I was just going to bring up. White Men Can't Jump and Hoosiers.
Yeah. Two classics in our household. Yeah. And I believe still stand the test of time to this day.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I had those on my list, but I was kind of keeping them in my back pocket because I wanted to go out with not airmail it.
I just saw the advertisement for White Men Can't Jump with Jack Harlow. Mm-hmm. I think it's out now, actually. Oh, really? on Amazon Prime. And or maybe it's Hulu. It's either Hulu or Amazon Prime. And I'm not going to lie. It was like a 90-second spot, and I laughed out loud twice. So either they put the best shit in that 90-second clip, or it might not be that bad. So I'm going to watch it, and let's just give it a shot.
Watch it and then report back.
Nobody's going to be Woody and Wesley. Like, it's not going to fucking happen. Rosie Perez is amazing in that movie. Like, that's just a great fucking movie. But I'm going to give it a shot, man, because that I literally just saw it this afternoon and I laughed. And you know me, I generally don't laugh that much. So twice in 90 seconds is good.
You watch it first and then you let us know.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll give it out of 5 stars. I'll let you know what I think. And then you guys can, do what you want to with that.
All right.
We'll see. I mean, it's going to be tough to even come close to. I mean, everything from the one-liners. You can't hear Jimmy. White people can't hear Jimmy. I mean, that, the Jeopardy. What's a quince? I mean, it's just a classic. And then I still love the, I'm going to go out to my car. I'm
going to get my other gun. Come
back, and I'm going to shoot everybody. So if you have not seen the original White Men Can't Jump, please do yourself a favor and go out and watch it.
Yeah, watch it first before the second one, because you never want to watch the second one first.
Right. I'm hoping the new one's good, but I'm going in. My expectations are below sea level at this point, so hopefully there's nowhere to go but up. That's a great list of basketball films there for all our sports fans. And then, I mean, of course, ESPN 30 for 30s has some of the best programming ever. I mean, we can do a whole episode on that.
The Last Dance was on this morning. They showed 10 episodes in a row, and I watched a little bit of that. That's fucking great. And I saw this week that they're doing a Last Dance style thing for Kobe. Apparently they had a camera crew following him around his last season. So they're going to do a Last Dance style thing for that. And apparently they had a camera crew that started following LeBron around this year. So they're going to do, it's coming a couple years. So, I love the long style format. There's one for Derek Jeter called The Captain that I think is coming out sometime this fall. That's like a 10 episode last, same guys that did Last Dance. Anyway, the document that if you haven't seen The Last Dance, I mean, it's a 10 hour commitment that follows the Bulls on their last championship in 98 with Michael Jordan. But it is fucking great. The pettiness, just all the behind the scenes stuff with Dennis Rodman and that team and the whole nine yards. It's great. So anyway, there's more coming there too.
Yeah. So good. Wonderful.
Well, Ree, it's great to have you on as always.
Great to see you guys too.
Municipal.com. Y'all know where to find the hotness at. And then social, I know Instagram, municipal.com. Yeah. Municipal pretty much just across the board, right?
Across the board. Yeah. You can find us.
Perfect. Hey, tell Harry we said hi. And
he wanted to join, but he had plans with his wife for Mother's Day.
No, yeah, that's what I said to Brian. I said, what do you think's the fucking likelihood? He's like, he proposed this time. I'm like, dude, it's Mother's Day. He's just so busy. He probably didn't even realize. Well,
every time we talk about a time, he's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then I did not realize what day that actually was. You know what I mean? He's just like,
yeah, I get it. He's so a busy guy. Look, tell Harry we said hello.
Definitely.
Yes, tell him. I know he wants to come on it because he's like, he called me actually. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, I totally forgot, like totally bummed. So
what we want, I think, the ask of us is, let's quit fucking screwing around and trying to get Harry on for just some random thing. When the shoes come out, we want Harry on the show. So we, you know, let's just say, okay, look, we're going to stop fucking around and trying to get you on for some random little thing.
Yeah.
Like when the shoes come out, we want Harry. We want to talk about it. We want to get the whole story behind everything, you know? Yeah. So just tell him he said hello. Tell him he's missed and that, you know, that's what we're shooting for at this point. So
that would be a great live stream.
That would be super awesome. And then also if like we have like well enough advance notice that Mark's going to be in Boston, like you guys aren't that fucking far away.
Let me know. Yeah, let us know.
Come on up. Hang out in Boston.
And in the meantime, obviously, as you know, we want you on the show as often as possible. Oh, yeah. So this isn't like we'll see in September situation.
I'm like thinking about cool shit we can talk about.
Absolutely. Love it.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. You know, enjoy your time in Boston, you know, and then depending on when I get up there, you know, I'll shoot you a text or a message, an email, send a carrier pigeon or something your way and we can figure out. I'll come by the shop if you're there. And shit, I'll come by the shop if you're not there. You know what I mean? If you're already back in San Diego, I'll still come through. But anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll let everybody know that you get the VIP treatment. So
yeah. Okay.
Make sure paparazzi at bay. Reed, hang out with us for 1 second. As always, big thank you to our sponsors out there. You know, of course, Municipal. Be sure to check them out. Sign up for that newsletter. And then the newsletter for when the sneakers come out, municipal.com. Sailfish Comics, 3 locations in North Carolina, Concord, Greensboro, and good old Winston-Salem. The Believe Podcast Network, and Bet Online for all your sports betting needs. On behalf of everyone from Zero Dark Nerdy, this is El Nino, and we will see you next time.
Peace.
Peace, guys.
You have victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.